listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the MCHS Arena. Girls high school action tonight. The Montgomery County Lady Indians getting ready to take on the Lady Jaguars of Cooper High School from Northern Kentucky, and a big challenge awaiting this Montgomery County team today against a squad that I figure is certainly a top five team in Kentucky. Can they be better than that? I don't know. They lost to Sacred Heart last night, somewhat convincingly, on the road at Sacred Heart, but they're in this early in that league, and they got a lot of size, and Montgomery County is still trying to figure it out here in this season. Lady Indians coming in 1-2, and Cooper is 3-1. And we get ready, and let's head over to Ivan Rawls with the Montgomery County head coach, Dustin High.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. And, Coach, you knew when you set this up what the challenge was going to be. This is one of those teams, when they step off the bus, you better be ready to strap it on.
Sure, and this is, and I told the girls last year, I told the girls again today, the way they do it is my goal for us. And I think it's important for us to see what the goal is, like what we want it to look like. And Coach Holthouse, he's got it rolling now, and he's got everything in place, and there's nothing flashy. There's nothing. They're not going to X and O you to death. They just, to me, play the right way. And that's what I want for our program. And it's a challenge every time you play them.
This team, personnel-wise, they have all the pieces. The way they play defense can really snuff a team out. And I know that's got to be the biggest challenge for you and your Lady Indians tonight.
It is. And it's no secret that we're still trying to figure things out. It's especially offensively with Hayden running the point, and it's each night I think we see a little bit here or there that that worked well, or maybe we need to scrap this, or and getting back to our core playing man-to-man defense is another big one that I would like to see improved on tonight.
Team rebounding, especially on the defensive side of the ball, is a premium tonight, and you can't allow them to get second opportunities at the basket, knowing how they're going to limit possessions.
Yeah, and after having such a great start against Fleming, the last two have not been great, and I think getting back to our principles with the man defense and having the matchups will help with lockout responsibilities and really securing those rebounds.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Dustin High as he heads up to center court to meet with the officials before today's contest. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach for the Lady Jaguars of Cooper High. It's Coach Dustin Holthouse. We'll return here. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network after 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Dustin Holthouse, the coach of the Cooper Lady Jaguars. Let's go dive
right
down.
I'm here with the head coach of the Lady Jaguars at Cooper High, Coach Justin Holthouse. And Coach, be a high school head coach, there has to be a little bit of insanity that comes with it. When I look at your schedule, the schedule maker had to be insane. Unbelievable, this schedule that you put together, knowing just a night ago who you were playing and now coming to Montgomery County on the road.
Right, yeah, and that's a big thing. We try to go ahead and prep ourselves during the season, really challenge ourselves. You know, we went to Sacred Heart last night, had an all-out war with them. And then coming to Montgomery County, another really good team, one of the top teams in the state. So, you know, you really try to put your girls in different positions, different against different teams, and kind of see what you're made of.
Talk about how you've gone about this process in your time at Cooper to building one of the elite programs across the state.
It's been fun. You know, this is year four, and you know, we have seven seniors this year, so we're really relying on them. And our kids have just kind of bought in from day one. They wanted to be challenged. They wanted to be held accountable, and they've accepted that, and it's carried over throughout the program. So it's fun to see, and with that leadership from those seven seniors, it's kind of carried throughout the whole program. And the younger girls know how to kind of how we go about business and how we handle games and practice and things like that. So it's a good thing.
We talked about this core group and the success that they've had in their time with the program. But what is different about this iteration this year that you feel like, hey, we've got to continue to do this better if we want to get to our ultimate goal there at Rupp?
Yeah, and we've had success over the last couple of years, but we've always talked about, you know, we're not looking about what we did in the last couple of years. It's a new season, new year. People are going to have new roles, so you got to buy into what we're trying to get done, and our kids have done a really good job of it. When you got, you know, three kids that have started since their freshman, sophomore year, it definitely helps out in that process a lot.
Whitney Lynn was kind of that leader on the floor and off the floor for several years. Who has taken over that role, or is it by committee now?
It's by committee. You know, Liz Fryhofer, she's been a starter since her eighth grade year. Malia Alexander, it's more of a committee thing, and, you know, they've really embraced it, and it's been fun to see them kind of grow up.
Give me one thing you need to see today out of your team.
Just taking care of the ball. Last time we played here, we settled for a lot of jump shots. I think we shot close to about 43s. We want to try to get the ball inside a little bit more tonight.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Coach Justin Holthouse. Coach Justin Holthouse, the head coach for Cooper High, the Lady Jaguars. The Lady Inn is host one of the premier teams in the state this year, one of the teams that we figured we'll be hearing a lot about throughout this season and maybe definitely in March. We're coming up on the seven-minute mark here at the MCHS Arena. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Back here at the MCHS Arena on this Saturday. UGA basketball squad won a game today. I think 81-66 over Penn. Didn't play in the Palestra. If it had been the Palestra, they might not have won.
Man, and that is a historic venue in the Palestra. The Big Five is what they called that match up there in Philly, the teams that play there. But, wow, that the shooting for Penn, I mean, yeah, that one kid out there shooting like, you know, 33-footers. Again, a great win. And what about Bradshaw? Bradshaw, he showed what his capabilities are today.
Yeah, you kind of wonder when he really gets in the groove. And everybody, gets comfortable playing with one another, how things will be for the Wildcats. It's, this might be a team that draws us back in a little bit. It's not that I'm not a Kentucky fan, I'm pulling for Kentucky, but I've been less excited, I guess, about watching them, about making sure I was watching a game than I have been in past years. And
We don't get what we consider relationships. It's not like we know the players, when they were staying 4 years on a consistent basis, but it's just different. I have a hard time remembering what teams or what years. And I didn't have that problem, when players were staying 3 or 4 years. I do now. I don't, unless it's the 2012 team and I know who was on that team because that was a championship team. These other teams are really great teams and great players. I can't remember what year they played on and things of that nature. So that's where I struggle.
1966, Larry Connolly, Pat Riley, Louis Dampier, Thad Zarat. I can go back in time. And I discredit that a little bit with age. I think it does that to you. But here today, again, the Lady Indians challenge, I think, is it's physicality, it's rebounding. It's scoring and getting into offense against a defense that will be extremely aggressive. And this is a Cooper team that has size on size. They don't have that great big player, but they have all big players. They'll start a 6'5", 10", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1".
Lineup. You hear UK women's basketball coach Kyra Elsie talk about being built different. They're built different. And, we always say typical Northern Kentucky type school. They'll have big players. A lot of these players that play volleyball and things of that nature. But they are. They're just a very strong built team. And they're all interchangeable parts a lot of times across the board. And this will be a physical matchup for the Lady Indians. But this is a good team to go against when you talk about what it's going to take if you want to try to get the crown of the 10th region, because that's what GRC is. And you see those elite teams are built like that.
I think we've already, early in this season, we pretty much, we can say that you've got Sacred Heart, you've got Clark County.
Yeah.
You've got Bethlehem, and you've got Cooper. Then you might throw in Mercy Academy, even without.
They're still
going to be a really good team, I think. McCracken County looks like they could be a really good squad. And then I think the another team that has a chance to figure in the mix are the Ashland Kittens.
The Kittens, they have the athleticism. They have an excellent point guard. But they'll have a hard time just getting out to 16 because you got Russell there and you got Boyd County there, and they'll make it tough on them. And that's why it's so key against teams with this kind of defense that, you know, taking care of the ball. You even heard Coach Holhouse talk about his team needing to take care of the ball because he understands that's going to be the separator for them and who is able to maintain pace for their offense and keep their rhythm going and not turn the ball over.
We'll be back with starting lineups in 1 minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
And we have just had the playing of our national anthem, and now we're going to have a special presentation coming up right now. We'll listen in. Hayden Barrier crossed the 2,000-point mark for her career. Hayden Barrier, who has scored her 2,000th point the other night against Lexington Henry Clay, and being honored right now and receiving a ball, I'm sure, that is painted up and has the...
They're not painted anymore.
They're not painted anymore.
They stitch them. I mean,
they stitch them.
I've seen the one that Shea Harris got for her.
Here are starting lineups. I thought we might be getting them off the public address, but I don't think we're going to hear from the public address, so we'll give them to you right here. Laura Cooper, they'll open up with... Haley Noel, a 6-foot freshman out of the guard spot. Malia Alexander, a 5'10 senior at a guard. Bella Deer, 6'1 senior. Liz Fryhopper, a 6'1 senior. Logan Palmer, a 6'1 senior. As we said, these are all big players. Montgomery County opens up with Reagan Oney, a 5'9 senior. Savannah Jarvis, a 6-foot junior. Hayden Barrier, 5'8 senior. Bailey Warner, a 5'10 freshman. And Shea Harris gets the start. So, Coach Dustin High, going with the bigger starting lineup here, although we've seen this lineup play a lot of it.
Yeah, and Sophie Pfau, she'll get a lot of minutes still tonight. But, yeah, this is more of a matchup and trying to give yourself the best starting chance against the size and strength you're going to see for the Lady Jaguars of Cooper.
Four seniors and a freshman in the lineup for Cooper. Montgomery County counters with three seniors, along with a freshman and a junior. Tip controlled by Cooper. And the Lady Jaguars, dark maroon uniforms with dark gold, old gold. Actually, white numerals trimmed in old gold. Montgomery County in white with blue trimmed in red. And the Lady Jags are operating the offensive end and going in as Fryhopper missed his shot. But the rebound is taken down by Noel. A jump shot put up no good by Palmer, and Montgomery County comes away with a rebound. Lady Indians want to run. And here driving in is Jarvis, gets bumped, sends it back out on the perimeter to Oney. And now Barrier will come to get the ball. So Montgomery County gets the man-to-man.
Show patience. The Lady Indians need to show a lot of patience here on offense.
And got to handle the ball. Here's Jarvis dribbling in. Sends it. Ooh. We get a whistle and a reach-in foul. Now, if they call the game like that, yeah, we might have a different kind of game, I mean.
Yes, yes, because that was very light in comparison to what we've seen early in the season, both boys and girls.
I couldn't see who the foul was on. Again, we're across either 33 or 32.
I think it's on Fryhopper.
Here driving in and spinning in and putting a shot up as Warner. Might have been partially blocked, a lot of contact. Cooper gets the rebound and will come down, trying to draw first blood. We're a minute in. The Indians trying to be aggressive on the defensive end. They got to be. As the ball lost in there, loose on the floor, picked up in there by Cooper. Back outside, wide open three is no good. Rebound tipped out again, and Fryhopper gets the rebound off that miss by Palmer. Now they get it inside, putting up in off the left baseline is Palmer, their leading scorer, and it's 2-0. So again, those second chances,
they'll just beat you to death on the boards if you're not fundamentally sound on the box out.
Barrier gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis is going to take it down, going for the basket, and puts it up and rolled off. Made a nice move, but couldn't finish up, and the rebound taken by Cooper. Got to try to hope those go in, and now Montgomery County has come up with a turnover. Headed the other way. Driving is Barrier. We've got a number 21 right now. Who do you have as number 21?
I didn't get that number.
Montgomery County has turned it over. We'll figure it out here. Going under and laying it up and in is Noel, and it's 4-0. Here is Jarvis going to go down. She has a hard bump. I mean, you can't cut a player off like that normally, but Jarvis puts up a jump shot that's no good. Rebounded by Cooper, so... Now Cooper is going to throw the ball away, trying to get down quickly offensively. You like Jarvis's aggressiveness, and the player we're questioning is number 21. I think that's Bella Deer.
Yeah, I was about to say it has to be Deer, because it doesn't show on either one of their rosters that I have witnessed today.
Here is Oney dribbling down, gets it across the timeline against Noel, and we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. 5:29 left to play here in the opening quarter of action. It's Cooper 4, Montgomery County nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. We got 5:29 to play here in the opening quarter of action, and the Indians have had 3 shots so far, but none of them had really been good shots. They kind of had to force them up, and that's the problem that they're going to have throughout the game. Warner took a shot under pressure. Jarvis, a couple of shots under pressure. Inbounds pass is taken away with speed and quickness, and going and missing the driving layup. Rebounded no good, and finally Warner comes out of there with the rebound after it gets tipped around. So Montgomery County down, three by barriers, no good. Harris saves it into Warner, who lays it in.
Great save by Shea Harris, and found Warner breaking to the basket. Great cut by Warner.
So it's 4-2. We're 3 minutes into the game. On the left wing over there is Alexander. She can get that shot any time. And now try to pass down inside. Warner cut off the passing lane, and I don't think the ball got knocked loose there, but they say no.
Actually, the ball didn't get knocked loose. Warner got bumped.
Well.
And it probably should have been a foul call before it was called a double dribble. And that's the shame, you know. But Bailey was just trying to maintain possession there.
Yeah, everything. Cooper will contest everything defensively.
Yeah.
Here, pass over the left side, Alexander. Down and now into the game, we have another new player, and that's going to be Damisha Knox. Damisha Knox is in the game. D-A-M-Y-S-I-N, it's Damisha. Here is top of the key. Ball fake. Deer drives, goes left corner. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Jarvis. Off that miss by Alexander, and racing down Jarvis. Threw it away and trying to get it back and coming up with it. On the turnover, Cooper, and making a move and going all wide open from 18. The shot is no good, and the rebound's out of bounds. It'll stay with Cooper.
Well, it's like a Plinko chip game right now. That ball's bouncing around all over the place. And both of these teams are a little sloppy at times.
Montgomery County's really playing hard. Oh, there's a steal by Reagan Oney. Oney holds up, gives to Warner. Warner will bring it across the timeline. Down to Jarvis. Jarvis puts a little ball fake. Goes up from 16 feet, well off the mark. The rebound, Jarvis able to go get her own missed shot. Goes inside to Warner. Boy, a lot of contact in there. Warner thought she was fouled. No call. Rebound taken by Cooper. Down they come. Here's Knox. Knox is a 5'10 senior coming off the bench. Knox goes through the lane. She walked, got away with it. Outside, there's a three by Deer. It is going to be no good. And the rebound taken by Jarvis. Quickly down the barrier. Across the timeline, and Cooper gets back. Boy, 3:30 to go here in the opening quarter, and there's...
And I don't like that call either, but, you know, again, we've seen two fouls here early. That if they stay consistent with these officials...
See, I thought that was a pretty hard bounce. The problem I had was earlier when Jarvis went down in there and got...
Yeah.
She got body checked with no call. I mean, they're trying to let him play a little bit.
But, yeah.
You know, you got to... Here the pass comes into Fauci's in the game right now. Warner with it. There's a couple of freshmen. Tough spot for them to be in. And Warner, here's Harris coming to get the ball. Harris, top of the key. Gives over to Barrier. Sets a screen for Hayden. Jarvis takes it. Jarvis looks, puts it on the deck. Goes for the basket and gets knocked away inside. Montgomery County picks it up. And then we get a whistle. And I don't know if there was a traveling violation or stepped out of bounds in there. Montgomery County loses it. Five turnovers on the Lady Indians already.
And that was tough. Savannah Jarvis made a great drive to the back. In that situation, you got to go ahead and take the shot because you're giving it to a smaller player that's not going to have a chance to get that shot off.
3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. It's 4-2. Cooper with the lead. Here is Deer. Puts it on the deck to Alexander. They swing it over on the right side. And Montgomery County again playing good tight defense. Albia Scott is in the game. Left baseline open jumper is missed. Shea Harrison there comes away with a rebound. Had to rip it away from the defenders, but did. Lead pass away. Montgomery County throws it away down there. So Lady Indians can't hold on the ball. Inside they get a breakaway, and laying it up and in is Bella Deer. And it's 6-2. We went a long time without any points, Ivan. 2:18 to go in this first quarter. Here's Jarvis. Hands it off to Fouch. Fouch drives through, gives over to Barrier, who launches a three right side. That's well off the mark. Harris, the rebound, trying to get it back up. And then she saves it, and it's going to be picked up over there by Alexander. They'll go the other way.
Well, like I say, Harris got pushed in the back on that shot.
Going down inside. Shot is missed. Put up no good. Players hitting the deck. Shot put up again, no good. Finally get a foul call.
the officials have to clean this up a little bit. It's good. You know, Jay Harris got pushed in the back. Yeah, here. That's the reason why she shot that ball underneath the rim. But again, they're allowing some jostling to go on, and I'm okay with that. But then there can be a little bit too much, and we're starting to see that too. And when you allow that to happen to the degree that it's starting to get, the players are at risk of getting injured.
That foul is going to be on Jarvis. That's her first, Montgomery County's first. And to the free throw line goes Demisha Knox, who put up a couple of shots right here. Free throw is up and no good. Another one coming. Now, Laura Lee Orison is coming into the game to replace Warner.
And I've been extremely impressed, Dan, here early on, the way the Lady Indians are competing on the glass. And you knew that was going to be a significant factor in this ball game.
Well, they're not getting a lot of rebounds, but they are competing, Ivan. They
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Free throw is good this time. Now we get checking into the game for Cooper. It's going to be Addison Brissy. And it's 7-2, Cooper. Montgomery County, only 1 of 8 from the field so far. And everything is contested. Barrier, Oney, Orison, out to Jarvis. Jarvis gives over to Fouch. Fouch looks and gives to Barrier. Right off the top of the key, Barrier wants to drive, but he gets it knocked away. Orison gets it. They foul her. And, again, this is the other thing about Cooper, Ivan. They're a very deep team, and therefore, they're not playing. They're not too worried about foul trouble, I don't think.
Fouls are not an issue for them.
Yeah. So they're really aggressive.
We saw that in the JV game. They're going to play aggressive all the way to the final minute.
Here's Barrier against Brissett. Hey, again, hands on, hand checking, and Barrier goes for the basket, goes all the way in, lays it up and in.
Oh, nice strong move by Hayden there.
7-4 is the score. Montgomery County man-to-man driving in. There's a deep three from the right side that's no good, and that's Montgomery County's ball as they knocked it out of bounds. The missed shot was put up by Scott. Jay Harris will come back in to give Jarvis a breather. That's another challenge for Coach Dustin Hyde, his staff, to try to keep the players a little bit fresh, not wear them out with rotations aren't easy. And right now you've got, you got Orison and Fouts both in the game. Pair of freshmen. Here's Oney. Oney wants to drive in. Going to go all the way to the basket. A little follow-away shot. Does not go for it, but goes in and
got a foul. On Noel, I believe.
Noel knocked Orison to the ground, and that'll be her fourth foul. Montgomery County will inbound underneath their own basket. 57 seconds to play here. Goes inside, and wow, Orison got hammered from behind. That play, I almost took her head off. Montgomery County gets the ball back, but if you can do that, I can play defense, Ivan. I can play.
Yeah, Laura Lee didn't even flinch, though. That was
amazing. Oh, no, she didn't.
Had she acted a little bit, she might have gotten
caught. Well, that's true. She said. Here's Barrier out front, 46 seconds to go. Fryhopper guarding her. Barrier crosses her over, goes to Fouch. Fouch drives in through the lane, and she did double dribble.
Yeah, she hesitated on what she wanted to do there.
So Montgomery County was, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 turnovers here in the first quarter.
You talk about the speed of the game and Sophie right there. It kind of caught her right there. One of those situations, at the freshman level or when she was in middle school, she's probably turning and going towards the basket there.
35 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. On the left side, Brissy. The ball bounces to Fryhopper, and going for the steal was Oney and didn't get it, and it was an easy lay-in after that for Fryhopper. And it's 9-4. Lady Indians need points. Barrier right down the lane and got fouled, going in by Brissy. And she'll shoot two.
And that's what you got to do if you're Montgomery County. And this Cooper High team is very good at getting back in the transition defense. Any opportunity you can get in transition or even in kind of a delayed break, you got to hit it right now if you're the Lady Indians.
Barrier puts a free throw up, no good off the back of the iron. We'll stay in this game. The Lady Indians, they got to have every shot like this they can get back into the game. Belladier comes back in, replacing Scott. And, boy, they've already used a bunch of players in this game. Barrier makes the second free throw. It's 9-5.
What a way to make a living.
And a calming call goes against Fryhopper in backcourt.
Well, you're seeing the turnovers that Coach Holthouse is concerned about with this team.
That's their fourth turnover.
Okay, got a chance for a 2-for-1 here.
The Lady Indians of possession arrow. Barrier hooks it back, and Jarvis drives in, goes to the bucket, lays it in on the left side.
Nice strong move. There you go. That's the way you finish the quarter there.
Montgomery County within two after a quarter of play. It's Cooper 9, Montgomery County 7, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Lady Indians stayed even in that quarter. Rebounds and turnovers. Montgomery County turned it over 8 times. Only 4 for Cooper, but Montgomery County out-rebounded Cooper 13-9, so we're dead even in that combination, and that's, boy, that's where you got to be against a team like this.
You got to be there, and like I said, I felt like, you know, because I knew this, you know, this team could force turnovers, but what the thing that you can control in this situation is going and engaging and touching bodies on rebounds, and that's what they needed to be able to do at that point in time.
Here is Barrier with the ball for Montgomery County. Warner bounces it to Oney beyond the top of the key. Again, it's just tight man-to-man for Cooper. Jarvis breaks high, takes it. Savannah dribbling around, looking for a seam and avoiding a five-second count. Now she's got to get rid of it. Barrier comes to get it. Alexander standing right with Barrier. I mean, now you're talking about, you can't do that. You just can't guard like that. I mean, if you can, you stop a player from scoring, and inside Oney's going to get tied up.
Well, I felt like she was playing good defense early, Alexander. But when she fell down and Barry had to go up, that's a foul. You're impeding her ability to go forward there. And I thought the officials missed that. And then we get a tie up and a turnover.
So down inside, they throw it away. They give it right back on a turnover as they're trying to feed the ball down on the inside and just threw it too high for the intended receiver deer. And now Montgomery County will come down. Alexander and Barrier. I mean, Alexander, it's like, hey, I'm taking a challenge on you. And shoot, that's going to be a war all day, I can tell you. Barrier, that's a foul right there. Wow. Hayden, see how Hayden handles this kind of pressure? I mean, it's literally beyond pressure.
Well, it is. And you think the last two nights, Alexander's had to guard Johnson for Sacred Heart, and now the Hayden Barrier tonight.
Here's Jarvis. Jarvis drives in, forces up a shot that doesn't go. Under a lot of pressure, rebound taken by Palmer. And here is Palmer, takes it down the lane. A little floater is up, and it's no good. And the rebound taken by Oney.
Good defensive set there by Oney, both on the ball and then now on the defensive rebound.
Oney trying to drive in, trying to get to the basket against a lot of contact. The crowd behind us is screaming and yelling and thinking that maybe that she had walked, but wow. I mean, she's being held all the way down the right side there. We had a foul on Montgomery County. Barrier gets the foul. And now going to the line is Alexander to shoot a pair of shots.
And what?
Oh, they called it on Harris instead of Barrier. I thought they.
But
free throw is good.
You look at this team right now, though. With Reganoni, you can tell she's come out offensively aggressive. It's obviously the coaching staff has imparted that to her. They're going to need more points out of it this season as opposed to seasons past.
Missed free throw. Jarvis the rebound. 10-7. Cooper. Harris drives the left baseline, spins and weaves. Can't get a shot away. Passes underneath to Oney. Oney's double teamed in there. Oney sends it back outside but threw it away, trying to get it to Barrier.
Well, you much preferred that turnover than a live ball and allow them to get out and get easy points. But, you know, Shea Harris, Reagan Oney, they're going to need to be more offensively aggressive here in this game.
And they're trying to be.
Yeah.
They are trying to be.
Yeah.
It's just, boy, when you get down in there, you got three big players around you. Out of the left corner, there's a three that's up and no good. And Barrier with a good block out, and they're going to get it back.
You know, the first tip was not an over-the-back. The second one was by Noel because she had to come over Barrier to get that.
There's a three out of the right corner that's good. On the inbounds, Montgomery County did not match up. And that was
Thompson
that got the three. And it's 13-7. Indians need a basket here. Oney going for the basket, goes under, lays it up, and in. She just fought him off that time to get to the rim.
And that's
13-9.
That's that strength, that physical strength of Reagan Oney right there.
Almost a 5-second count, didn't get it. They're driving in, and we get a
timeout. Timeout
taken by Cooper, so timeout on the floor. With 5:12 left to play here in the first half, it's Cooper 13, Montgomery County 9, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Indians trying to hang in there against this top-ranked Cooper team, certainly one of the top teams in the state and number one team in the ninth region. And Lady Indians, one thing about it, they're giving up plenty of fight, Ivan. I mean,
we're playing hard, especially competing. Especially after the other night, to see them come back and fight like this defensively.
Going down, missing the driving shot. Barrier with the rebound off that miss by Palmer. Montgomery County gets it down. Here's Oney. Oney wants to drive, but is turned away. Gives to Jarvis. Jarvis driving in on Palmer. Spins, weaves, and gets the ball knocked away from her and taken away. So down the left side, here's Alexander trying to move on Barrier. Flips it up. No good off the glass. Rebound taken by Warner. So the Indians the other way. Warner tries to drive in. Sends it back out. Harris quick fires a three that's no good. Shot that one a little bit quick. And the rebound taken by Noel. And driving down and missing the shot under there is going to be Palmer. And then Palmer comes back and gets the rebound and puts it in. And we get a foul. Count the basket. The foul is going to be on Jay Harris.
Well, that's tough for Montgomery County. Harris picking up her second foul here with 4 minutes left in the half.
Oney's going to go out. Harris is going to go out. Coming in back in his pouch. And Lorelei Orison. And this is all you can do. You got to play these girls. And you know,
and it's critical in this
early
game
in the season.
Because you're going smaller. And less experience, so, you know, with Oney and Harris going out.
Palmer makes the free throw and has 5 points. And it's 16-9. Here's Barrier.
Wow. That's on 15, yeah. That's on 15. That's a player control foul.
Yeah.
She just ran right over Jarvis right there.
You try to go through screens, but you can't do it like that.
Yeah, you got to try to get around it. If she's a stationary figure and she's got that spot, you just can't run her over. That's why you didn't see Coach Holhouse. He did not argue at all.
The fans. There's Oney coming back in for Orison after a little breather. What a bunch of... I tell you. We got people behind us. There's Oney driving for the basket and got bumped in. And, oh, I thought it was going to go in.
Coach High, I'm going to just continue to try to open the floor up for drives like it, especially for Oney and possibly Barrier. But Oney, because of her strength, and that's the way she wants to go. That's that kind of that Keith Bogans move is what I call that.
Left the free throw short. The other thing, Jarvis on these drives, too, I mean, she hasn't had any opening. I mean, they've been able to get help to her.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, Palmer is long, and she's a good defender. Yeah. Palmer makes the second free throw.
And the thing about Jarvis on the drive, she has a little bit higher dribble, so it does allow, you know, those deflections to happen. At least when Oney's going there, she's protecting that ball like a fullback.
Yeah. Noel against Fouts, top of the key. There's a three that's no good by Palmer. Rebound is taken by Noel.
Traveling
violation on their right side that goes against Demisha Knox.
That was why it was so important to come out and contest that right there. You know, Barrier stayed on her feet, but she came out and contested, and that threw Knox off right there.
3:41 to play in the half. Cooper leads 16-10. Barrier bringing down now. Different player on her. Wow. Oney just got clobbered over here. The official said, nah.
I didn't see it.
He didn't see it, I guess.
Probably can't say.
Ooh, wow. There's Barrier driving for the basket. Flips it up off the glass. It almost went in. Didn't go. Rebound, Noel. A lot of fouls on that trip, then. A lot of contact. Here is outside. There's the three-point shot put up and good by the junior Thompson, who's hit 2 threes. She's a big difference coming off the bench here in this first half, and it's 19-10.
Yeah, I thought those have been two huge shots by Thompson.
In Montgomery County, all you can do is continue to play through all this contact. You just got to. Here's the ball knocked away from Oney. Going down is Thompson, and missed the shot, but put it on the rebound by Fryhopper. And the lead grows now. So Cooper beginning to pull away, leading 21-10 with 2:35 to play in the first half. And we got a timeout taken by Montgomery County. 21-10. Cooper with the lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Lady Indians down by 11 now. They're just trying to play through again. Cooper is strong and physical and tall, and they are going to get up on you, and they're going to hand check you, and, you know, hey, everything is not going to be called, and you got to try to play through it, and it's not easy. Here is Fouch. Fouch drives through the lane, hands it off to Jarvis. Jarvis works her way to the basket, flips it up and in with the left hand.
Great, great.
Beautiful
finisher.
Move.
Yeah. stayed calm there and utilized her screeners.
21-12, 2 minutes to go in the half. Here is Noel, goes down to the paint. Can we get 4 seconds? Laid up and it rolled out. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds, back to Cooper.
Oh, it was a great job of contesting up, but the miss by Fryhofer. She tried to go back and gather that offensive rebound, but great job of Bearcat just at least getting it out of bounds.
The game's moving so fast, you don't think there could be 3 seconds, but...
Good call.
And the official from the far side of the floor had to call that one.
And that was with the help of the Montgomery County bench. I think the official saw it, but he didn't realize what he'd seen until they was made aware of it.
Here's Barrier. The Lady Indians can get, again, difficult to give Barrier a good look in this game. Here's Barrier, right side, cross court to Laura Lee. Throw it away. That's just a mistake of a freshman right there.
Yeah, she's got to have confidence to go ahead and take that shot.
Telegraph the pass, and here's a three that's up and good. Oh. There's the player right now. Two of them. That's Knox. And it's 24-12.
Man. And they just did that in a matter of a few possessions.
Now they're double-teaming Barrier. Barrier dribbles away from it, goes all the way in the corner, looks for help, throws it back outside, and Morrison goes and gets it.
Yeah.
It's over and back. Montgomery County with 5 turnovers this quarter, 13 in the first half.
And had Orson not gotten to it first, it was going to be a free play for Noel to try to get to the rim.
Under a minute to play here in this first half. Noel goes down inside. Now in the corner, there's a three on the way. No good. And the rebound, we're going to get a foul that's going to go against.
Knox.
Thompson missed it. Knox gets the foul. Montgomery County gets the ball. Boy, for us to have 5 fouls total in this, wow, it's a true. It is a physical game out there.
It is rough and tumble.
Here's Barrier. Barrier. There's a hand check right there. Well, the ability to put hands on people. There's Warner, a three out of the corner that just would not go down. And the rebound, Fryhofer. Fryhofer takes it all the way, stops, forces a little shot up that doesn't go, and Barrier comes back and gets the rebound. Quickly down, Jarvis can't get his shot away. Gives back out to Barrier. Barrier backs up on the dribble. Again, Fryhofer, what a defender Fryhofer is. She's big and strong and quick. And they're double-teaming Barrier, too. Barrier's going to go for the basket. Goes all the way off the foul. She lays it in. What a great assist.
And she cheered Fouch on for making it. We talked about that the other night, the confidence she has in Sophie.
24-14, and that'll bring the first half to an end. Cooper, 24, Montgomery County, 14 at halftime. And we'll be back with halftime scoring and stats after we step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Hey, we're back here at halftime, and it's 24-14. We're seeing a future star right here.
I think so. I'm already looking at the feet right here. I'm looking at, he's got on his Jumpman shoes there, and it looks like it might be a size 7 already.
Do they have sizes when they're that small?
I don't know.
Hey, let's check individual scoring from the first half of play with, again, not a lot of points for Montgomery County. Lady Indians have played hard, and they played, I think, some excellent defense in the game and able to keep things, you know, at least within striking range here in the first half. And actually, it was couple of players that came off the bench for Cooper and Zini Thompson and Demisha Knox that had 10 points and hit three threes. I mean, that's there's your 10 points right there.
That was huge. Knox and Thompson coming in and hitting big baskets in this ball game has made a big difference in this ball game, because the Lady Indians, outside of that, have done a really good job against the starting contingency for Cooper High. I've been thoroughly impressed. You know, we talk about what a great defensive team this Cooper team is. The Lady Indians have held their own tonight. They've forced and influence some turnovers out of this team. You know, this Cooper team's never been a very dynamic offense team, except, you know, when they had Whitney Land a year ago, she could get points, you know, just because of her length and skill set. But they've never been dynamic offensively, and the Lady Indians have done what they need to do to keep themselves attached to this Cooper team. Now, when it gets down to it, they've got to be able to consistently find ways to get points. And that's going to be hard, because if you're not getting them in transition, you know, once they get in that, it's that plastic bag defense. They're going to suffocate you. You know, they're going to suffocate you if they get an opportunity. And that's how they win their ball games.
The scoring for Cooper, they're led by Zini Thompson, 6 points off the bench, 5 for Palmer, their leading scorer, 4 for Fryhofer. 4 for Knox, 2 for Deer, 2 for Noel, 1 for Alexander, and then Scott and Brissy played but did not score in the game. So they used 9 players in that first half, and they can all play.
Yeah,
they don't lose anything. Obviously, they don't lose anything. I mean, they got 10 of their 24 points coming from the bench in the game. Montgomery County gets 4 points from Savannah Jarvis, 3 for Hayden Barrier and Reaganoni, 2 for Sophie Fouch and Bailey Warner. Shea Harris, who was in foul trouble early, didn't play a lot, did not score, or is in play and did not score. We'll come back and have the other statistics for you here at halftime. Lady Indians down by 10, will return in 90 seconds.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
In that first half, Montgomery County made 6 of 18 shots from the field, so shooting just 33%. Here's a statistic, Ivan. They got 1 3-point attempt.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And it's just so tough. It's tough to get shots away. And even if you want to go back outside, hey, they'll guard you out here on the hash mark.
Because it's hard to do the drive and kick against a team like this because they're so long. And when you come down inside, even on dribble penetration, then they got two players coming around you, and it's really distracting your line of sight a lot of times.
Lady Indians were 2 of 4 from the line, while Cooper was 9 of 28 from the field, 3 of 10 from the three-point stripe, and 3 of 5 from the charity line. Rebounds all even, 19 apiece. Turnovers, though, 13 on the Indians, only 7 against Cooper, so... Those 6 turnovers have been big in this 10-point game. And Montgomery County just battling. It's a war to try and stay around in this game. Of course, the Indians, the boys' team, playing over at Great Crossing, I think, is where they were playing today. Or was it Scott County?
I think it's going to be for a championship game. Yeah, it should be Scott County.
But here, we'll be back. We'll return to the MCHS Arena, get this second half underway. We'd like to step out and hear these words here on the Gateway Sports Network. Coming up next week, we do want to remind you of the action coming for the Lady Indians. We're going to have kind of a slow, after this week, we got a slow week coming. Ivan, the girls, in fact, get an entire week off. They come back next Friday night. Doubleheader with Bourbon County. And then on Tuesday night, the girls are going to be playing at Frederick Douglass. So those are the games we have coming up. Hey, we'll be back. Tip off for the second half in just 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with 2 new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
The boys came out. I mean, we might be able to get a score on that.
Yeah, they're back. They're back. I see it now. Because I think the championship game was supposed to be like at 4:30.
Yeah, they had an early game. So
I've seen Coach Mays. He just walked into the gym. So
we might even get him over later on to give us to fill us in a little bit. But we'll try to get the score, which has not been posted yet. But here we go. Montgomery County inbound the ball, only gets it in backcourt to Barrier. Lady Indians right to left on your dial here in this second half of play. Here is Bailey. Warner over on the right side. We get a whistle.
You got a ball. Somebody's throwing a football, football. And I'm not going to hate on that. I'm just glad nobody got hurt. But anytime I see somebody throwing a football, I'm excited.
There you go. Do it again. Here's Oney way outside. Goes to Barrier right side. Hayden would love to get a look, but there's an overplay by Fryhopper, or Palmer, rather. Palmer goes all the way down, lays it up and in. can't allow those things to happen.
Yeah.
Going inside, Barrier puts it up and in and draws the foul as well. So and one opportunity. Officials looking for the number. Alexander gets her third foul. And Barry will have a chance to complete a three-point
play. They can't
play.
Let her in now. The shooter had the ball. Oh, wow. That's tough.
You hate to see veteran officials that, you know, just
do
those kind of things. It makes you...
You
she
do
makes
that,
the free throw.
And you take away a potential advantage for Montgomery County because Alexander may have to stay in the game on a missed free throw and may get another foul caught on her. So
there's the ball kicked into backcourt, and I thought it was over back.
Get off her own leg.
So but Montgomery County gets the ball back on the turnover. And
I like the way Noelle just trying to play through it like nothing had happened.
She did the right thing.
Yeah.
Here is Oney going to inbound the ball. Lady Indians down by nine. Here is Barrier, gives to Warner, way out of the right wing, all the way to the hash mark. Comes to Oney, out near the center circle. Again, they push your offense way outside. Here is Harris inside, back to Jarvis, who lost it, goes and picks it up. Looks, needs help, and gives back to Barrier. So, you got to set strong screens, you got to move without the ball, and Montgomery County, it's just tough to do. There's a turnover. And now, coming down, Fryhofer through the lane, walk, got away with it, out to Noel, a three is good.
Just a tough series of events here.
29-17, biggest lead of the game for Cooper. Here is Barrier, hands out to Jarvis. Staying right with her is Thompson. Jarvis has killed the dribble, gives to Warner. Warner is double team. They leave their player so well and help defense. There's Harris down the floor, and that's a tackle. And
going to go to Cooper.
Jump ball. Cooper will get the ball.
Well, see, and that's where they're able to help. You talk about that length and then, again, that strength that they have, the ability to recover, you know, to move off of a defender and then get back.
Here is Fryhofer with the ball. Gives over to Noel on the left wing. Looks for a cutter. Now Palmer. Palmer wants to drive in. And away with a little push off herself. Right baseline shot. No good by Fryhofer. Palmer gets her shot blocked.
That's
and we
a
get
jump,
a foul.
That's a jump ball at a minimum. And they're going to call that foul on Harris. And Harris went straight up and straight down. I just didn't like that call. And I thought where the official was located, it was a poor angle to make that call.
Well, I mean, the people up behind you thought that was a perfect call.
Well, you know, we can have a different of opinion on that.
The free throw is good by Palmer. That's her eighth point.
Wouldn't be the first time somebody disagreed with something. Palmer thought.
Palmer makes a pair. She's got four here early in the second half, and it's 31-17 with just under six to play in this third quarter. Barrier. Going to take it down in the paint and angles and puts it up no good, but draws a foul.
Doesn't Palmer plays tennis, doesn't she? If I
think so.
Recall conversations with her mother, and that entails, you know, the great footwork that she has.
Barrier is at the line for two shots. Free throw is no good off the back of the iron. Hayden's made this to a four. This is one of those games, boy, where you treasure every point, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She makes the second one. And she has seven. 31-18. Fryhofer. On the left side. Got to cover that girl up. Thompson with the ball. Driving on Jarvis. Hands to Palmer. Now, Noel almost pulled the trigger on a three. Remember, kind of matching up well defensively this time. Palmer, long skip pass, Fryhofer open for a three that's no good. And the rebound, Barrier, comes out of there with it. All the way down, Harris goes up inside, puts it in, draws a foul. Oh, Shea Harris, she loved the contact that time. She wanted it. She wanted that three-point play. And the foul is on Scott. And
good job, Shea.
Harris with her three-point play opportunity. Could cut the lead back to 10.
Good to see that smile on Shay's face when she completed that. She looked back and her, a couple of teammates came up to her.
Harris, again, we'll say it a lot of times. That's Shay Harris right there. We don't see it enough.
Yeah.
But when she decides, when she really engages, she makes those kind of plays. Here, driving down inside and forcing up a little jump shot that rolls out. We get a loose ball, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Cooper.
Tough right there. Montgomery County was in good position there. Again, it's that length that they have to deal with.
Inbounding the ball is Knox. Going for the basket is Noel. Got a lane, laid it in. Nice move by Noel, who has 7 points. 33-21. Barrier coming down. Barrier dribbling in. Sends it to Warner deep in the right corner. She got away with the wall.
Yeah.
Warner moves in. But again, here's Warner going up for the shot. No good, and gets fouled. That's a case of the official standing right there. He couldn't see her feet.
He was right on top of it.
If he's looking at her feet, somebody else would have had to make that call.
Yeah, that was one of the more obvious walks that you'll see.
Warner earns a pair of free throws, puts a shot up and in. I think they may give out free hot dogs. I don't think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You would know. You'd sniff it out if you would.
33-23. Pair of free throws made. Warner has 4 points. Here driving and pulling up is Thompson, missing the jump shot, and Jarvis comes away with the rebound, and the Lady Indians can get it back under 10 here. Here is Warner, a long three by Barrier. That was downtown, folks.
Right. She was like little buddy from the University of Penn.
she went from another zip code on that one. Here is...
Oh, got a foul. Yeah, that's going to be on Deere. Illegal pick.
Deere picks up her foul. So Montgomery County gets the ball back, down by 7 with 4:10 to play in the third.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Come down. And you see Coach High said, settle down here. Let's get a good look. Let's get a good look.
Here's Barrier out front against Thompson. Goes over on the right side to Warner. Warner looking. And now Oney takes it. Oney back to Barrier, way out on the left wing. Knox is with her. Just run the offense. Yeah,
yeah.
Make them work a little bit on defense. Here's Oney driving in, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Cooper. Montgomery County will inbound it here.
And this might be to Montgomery County's advantage here. A set play underneath your own basket here. You may look for Reagan or look for Hayden Barry to go to the corner here on the inbound.
Tough to get it in, though. They have to throw it into Jarvis. Jarvis powers in with the left hand, puts it up and in.
It opened everything up for Jarvis right there. Great shot. Great execution.
33-28. Lady Indians within 5, and they throw it away. Down the sideline. A little pressure from Montgomery County. And there he goes. Fouts coming in to give Oney a breather.
All right, continue to just show great patience here.
3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Barrier looking. Just keeping the dribble, not under a 5-second count.
A little fry hopper out top for us.
Barrier dribbles right, picked up on a screen by Deere, goes inside the lane, back to high off the glass. 33-30. The Indians have come from way back. 13 down at 31-18. Here driving in is we got a whistle and we got a foul
that's
out.
That's gonna be on Harris. That's gonna be her fourth. Oh, Shay should have just conceded that. Knowing the situation, she should have just conceded that.
Harris goes out with 2:53 to play in the third quarter. Oney back in. They go down low to Palmer, and Palmer puts it up in off the glass. Nice move by Palmer. Boy, that's a big-time inside move. And it's 35-30. We get a timeout with 2:47 left to play in the third quarter. Cooper, 35. Montgomery County, 30. We'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Montgomery County with the ball, and now Cooper's going to pick up full court. Here's Barrier racing down. Gets across the timeline. See, she doesn't have anything in transition, so force it back out near the timeline. Little stop and go. Takes it down the lane off to Warner, who puts it up and in.
Again, showing confidence in a freshman in Hayden Barrier, giving it up.
35-32, and there's Palmer, a three, top of the key, in and out. And the rebound, Jarvis goes over and gets it for Montgomery County.
Oh.
Jarvis got called for palming the ball.
And that's a tough matchup with Thompson on her right there, can get underneath of her. You know, Savannah's a very capable ball handler. That was just a not a very good matchup for her right there with Thompson on her.
Harris comes back in the game, Ivan.
Hey.
A little surprised here, but
unless we just got a
Palmer down the lane, goes all the way and lays it up there with the left hand. Palmer, she is their leading scorer by a bunch, and she's kind of taken over here in the second half after a slow first half. 37-32. Montgomery County trying to match. Jarvis dumps it off to Fouch, drives along the baseline, sends it back out to Harris. A wide open three. Good.
Yes.
In the left corner. Great setup move by Fouch. Two-point game, 37-35, under two to play in the third quarter. Here's Palmer, right side, Deer, or Noel, now back to Palmer for a three. It's no good. Harris rebounds away from the basket. Montgomery County could tie the score, take the lead with a three-point shot here.
Right.
Jarvis. Jarvis coming on the dribble. Going to go up off the glass. Good. What a shot by Jarvis under pressure.
Wow. What a performance here in this second half by the Lady Indians.
1:21 to play here in the third quarter, and it's a tie game. 37 apiece. Palmer going for the basket. Goes under, lays it up, no good. Rebound, and Firehopper gets it back, and we get a foul called. And they're gonna foul Harris out of the game.
Wow. That's our fourth. That's why I said maybe we had a foul wrong. That's still tough, though. She'll have to play, you know, and pretty much a good portion of the fourth quarter.
Free throw bounces off for Fryhopper.
Yeah, one of the things, too, and I'm sure
Warner comes in for
Coach Holthouse has thought about this. You know, we've seen Palmer drive a little bit, but they've taken more threes here in this third period, and that's kind of helped Montgomery County to some degree.
Fryhopper makes the second free throw. It's 38-37, Cooper. Here is Barrier way out near the left hash. Floats it to Jarvis in the center circle. Under a minute to play now in this third quarter. Oney dribbling around with it, but needs some help. Breaks a five-second count. Oh, there's Noel.
There had to be some foul.
Well, Noel ran through a screen again. We get a timeout taken by Montgomery County and Barrier. Or no, it's Oney fell down.
Yeah, and it's her elbow that she grabbed it. It was kind of a awkward slip there.
So a timeout taken by the Lady Indians. 44 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Hopefully Oney will be okay. It's a 38-37 lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options.
Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
.44 seconds, or 43.8 if you prefer. I round things up. A one-point game, Ivan. And, well,
I mean, regardless of what the outcome in this ball game is, I'm encouraged. Yeah.
You have to be.
You know, I was in such a down spirit after the Henry Clay game the other night.
Here's Jarvis, way out on the right wing. Comes to Oney, who's back in there. Looks like she's okay. Top of the key. Goes on the dribble. Goes all the way in. Up off the glass. Good.
She's more than
and
okay.
Montgomery County has the lead.
She is more than okay, Dan. Oh, wow. Come on, fans. Get into it.
39-38. Here is Deer at the top of the key. Goes down the lane. And Fryhopper has
Her
shot blocked out of bounds.
I don't know if it was Jarvis or it was Barry.
I think they both hit.
They both were there. Yeah.
They get the ball back. Fryhopper in the corner. Noel, little jump shot, and it's no good. And the rebound taken by Jarvis. They try to take it away from her. She pulls it away. Montgomery County down, going for the basket. His own, he stops,
that,
missed.
That was a defensive foul.
Yeah. But Warner gets the rebound. Montgomery County has it, and the corner will come to
him. Oh, the official's going to call the foul before. Oh, my gosh. They're going to call this on Jarvis. Are they not going to give him shots, is he? I'm going to say it was on the floor. I mean, because that would be three free throws. Now they're discussing it. I think that's what they're discussing.
They couldn't be. It couldn't be shots, I don't think.
Because she tried to throw it underhanded. She tried to throw it up underhanded. It was on the floor, is what they're saying.
You can't call that a shot attempt.
Yeah. I knew that's what they were talking about. And look, Coach Hohouse is going to he's gonna argue it.
Well, again, a lot of Montgomery County at the end of three quarters has a lead 39-38, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
A layup.
We got 8 minutes left.
We got to talk about this lady.
Ivan Rawls is making an argument that,
I mean,
it wouldn't hold up in any court of law.
It's the same argument that Coach Holthouse is making.
I'm just saying, you got to have a little objectivity. That was not a shot. I mean, you can say, they threw it toward the goal, but here we go. Montgomery came with the ball. Harris back in the game with four fouls. In some trouble. Gets right up to Warner. Bailey backs in, spins, weaves, goes under, and lays it in.
There's that footwork, Dan.
Worked the way around it.
The Bailey Buckets footwork right there.
41-38, Montgomery County. Here is Fryhopper. Gives over to Thompson. Floats it inside. Stolen by Jarvis. Jarvis will run it down. Montgomery County. Jarvis gives over to Barrier, who missed the shot. The rebound is out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery County off of Noel.
And I don't know how many rebounds you officially got Savannah Jarvis with, but boy, she's been a monster here.
Well, she has seven.
Yeah.
But
that's all been here of late. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. She's ratcheted it up.
Here is Oney. Oney driving, going to go all the way and try to force his shot up, and it goes out of bounds off of Cooper, and Montgomery kind of gets it back. Barrier will inbound the ball.
Just leave the mic open.
Oh, gosh. Here's the inbounds pass, and Oney gets it, goes up inside, and gets fouled. And that'll be on Noel.
Is that in the action shooter?
And it's going to be Oney going to the free throw line for two shots.
You know, I had to do it to you.
What'd you do?
Is that the active shooting? She was just throwing it up here.
Well, you're misleading the audience that's listening in, though. Free throw is no good. You're talking about a shot from down around the knees, underhanding the ball, be it just beyond midcourt, and calling it a shot. And I don't call that a shot. And I don't think anybody else would either. Oh, she missed both free throws. Rebound taken by Fryhofer. Here is Palmer. She wants to take it. Driving in on Oney. Gets around her, lays it in, and draws a foul. Oney commits the foul. And it'll be Palmer going to the line. And well, that's the she's been the difference, Ivan.
Yeah, and I like what she's done here. On her last few attempts is that she's trying to use her size to her advantage of driving to the basket.
Puts the free throw in, and we are tied at 41 apiece with 6:55 to go. Lady Indians got to try to score and keep the pressure on Alexander in the game, and she's guarding Barrier again, and Barrier hands it off. Warner going for the basket, goes under and lays it up and left it short, but got fouled, got hit by Fryhofer.
Oh, wow. There's what... The brilliance that we hope to continue to see out of Bailey Warner right there. What a great job.
The ability to read defenses and get the ball to the rim. Warner, she left a little bit short, and I'm thinking she did get hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
the reason
yeah.
the shot came up short. Warner's free throw is good.
Yeah, because that wasn't one of those ones where you see players a lot of times when they get to the rim, they kind of drop the focal point. No, she went in there strong and knew exactly what she was doing.
Warner's free throw is no good this time. The rebound, battle for, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will go with Cooper.
And Reagan again took another shot there while she was on the ground. But I think she's going to be okay, but boy.
Position
it's that same right arm, too, that she grabbed earlier. It's going to take off a lot, though, to keep her from going hard, though. She's
yeah,
she not was, as tough as they
she
come.
Wants to say she's walked away from Coach Dustin. I just want to check on her, and she wasn't even going to say anything. Here is Fryhofer, Alexander. Right corner, Noel. Top of the key, Fryhofer tried to drive in. They swing it back around. Palmer now. Palmer wants to go inside. Spins, weaves, flips it up and in off the glass with the left hand.
Beautiful
that
shot.
That was a great shot right there. Back to the lead, 43-42 is Cooper. Here's Jarvis. Barrier down the inside. Goes up with a short jumper and it rolls in for her. What a tough shot under pressure.
We couldn't describe how difficult that shot was.
44-43. We're under six to play now. Alexander looking down the corner. They go inside and making a move and going. A nice move and laying it in. And we get a timeout taken. That was Olivia Scott. And again, but she had Shea Harris, who really couldn't go for the defense. We've got 5:49 left to play here in the game. Cooper 45, Montgomery County 44. We're back a minute from now.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, Montgomery County down a point here, trying to work against the full court press. Ball comes to Barrier, and Hayden coming down on the dribble. Gets double teamed, gives it off to Jarvis, who goes for the basket, got bumped, puts it up, no good, but a foul. You know, Fryhofer backs away and holds her hands up like, how could you call that? Well, you know, there was a body check on Jarvis pretty hard in there. So it was a pretty obvious foul there. And Jarvis will go to the line to shoot a pair of shots. Montgomery County has not made free throws in this game. They've struggled, and there's one more miss. Lady Indians have made only one out of five in this fourth quarter, Ivan. Boy, in this game.
And that'll kill you against
put those points on the board. And she missed another one. And the rebound is taken by Fryhofer. So Cooper trying to extend this one-point lead. 5.5 minutes to go. Palmer takes it down the left side of the lane, goes under, lays it up, and it rolled off this time. Barrier with the rebound coming out of there. Barrier running, feeds it over to Jarvis. Jarvis looking, back out. Oney feeds it to Harris. So Montgomery County has to set up. Great job. You talked about Cooper getting back on defense. They do. Here's Oney going for the basket, and she's going to be fouled. Gets knocked down, picked up by number 21, and that is
Deer. Bella Deer.
Yeah, Bella Deer. And on he goes to the line.
Good old reliable. Come on, Reagan.
Only has 5 points, but only 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Puts it up and in.
Shooting with that right arm that she's had a little trouble with here in this second half.
Trying to put Montgomery County back into the lead. Only does.
Sure going to miss her after this season, boy. One of the toughest players we've seen put on this uniform.
46-45. Here is Montgomery County is now playing to win, Ivan, and that's a big differential. There might have been a walk right there.
Slid that foot, yeah.
Down low, the ball lost.
Great hustle. They
pick it up. Harris.
There we go.
Zay gets a steal, and then gets fouled by Palmer.
Unfortunate. Even though she's going to get a chance to shoot free throws here, she was going to have a breakaway layup with Shea. Great hustle. The energy and effort, Dan.
Huh?
The energy and effort has been the difference here. And I don't know who the catalyst was tonight on this team, but it definitely has permeated throughout the team here.
Yeah, this Harris makes the free throw. This is not the team that we saw.
Oh no!
At Henry Clay on Thursday night.
On Thursday night, I was a little bit embarrassed. Not that they lost, but it was just that you felt like they kind of gave up.
Harris rolls in a pair of free throws. And Montgomery County has a three-point lead, 48-45, 4:50 to go. Palmer sends a pass over in the left wing down in the corner. They get it down there to Thompson, but no shot available. Alexander looks. Palmer, back to Thompson. Thompson moving the lane, puts his shot up, no good. The rebound is tipped, and Jarvis saves it in. Montgomery County has the ball. Lady Indians. Down and quickly and putting up the shot.
Look how block.
And a blocking foul that will allow Warner to shoot two. The foul on Fryhofer is her third. That's her fourth, excuse me. Four on Fryhofer, and Warner will be at the line to shoot two.
Now this version of the Lady Indians will be a tough out, Dan.
Warner missed the free throw.
Again, you know, we talked about this in the pregame, Dan, about how Lady Anne has had to compete on the boards. And because they've done that, they've given themselves this opportunity.
Warner does make the second free throw. 49-45, and we got 4:20 to go. Logan Palmer, she's really been the offense, Ivan.
Yeah.
Now Fryhofer trying to get involved and down near the basket, and Honey's going to get called for the foul.
That's tough defense, though. I like it.
Yeah, Fryhofer forced it, really. She forced that foul to be called. She got out just outside the lane where she wouldn't get a three-second call, although I don't know if we'd ever get one of those anyway. But, you know, she got out there, Ivan, where she could just keep bumping and finally got the foul call. So Fryhofer shooting a pair. The free throw is good.
I like what Coach Holthouse did. He went away from Palmer that time. You know, Palmer had been getting the ball and going down that left side of the lane. That time he tried to mix it up. He's trying to play matchups.
Fryhofer makes a pair of free throws. 49-47. Here is Jarvis. Jarvis hands it off to Harris. Harris loses the handle but goes back and picks it up near the timeline. Gives over to Reagan Oney. 4 minutes to play. Barrier just taking a little breather right now. Another player's handle it. Here's Oney driving in. Sends it back to Harris in the corner. Nothing there. Harris drives to the lane. Warner. Warner puts it on the deck, and they tie her up.
And that was a freshman mistake right there. She did not read the defense. Bailey had nowhere to go at time.
Montgomery County will keep the basketball on the possession, but could be key. Could be a key possession later on. Here's the entry pass. Got to throw it. Get it down to there. It's a foul on Alexander. Alexander gets her fourth. And that's five team fouls. Oh, they just called it out of bounds. They didn't call
it
a foul.
Yeah, they said it was out of bounds.
They called no foul on that?
No. I thought you knew.
That was right there in front of us.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Wow. That'd been two shots, too. Here's Jarvis. Going for the basket, goes in, and a blocking foul. Jarvis comes up hobbling a little bit.
Coach Holthouse is about to lose it over there. That was a little bit comical. I couldn't help the laugh at that one.
Jarvis will shoot a pair of free throws, but Montgomery County just really struggling to make free throws. Can they make them here? Jarvis, 8 points, puts it in.
Yeah, the Lady Indians would be mad at themselves if they lose this one now because of, you know, their inability to be effective at the free throw line.
3:35 left. She makes the pair. It's a four-point game. 51-47. Here is the ball in the hands of Fryhofer. Drives all the way through the defense and then gets fouled by Jarvis. Jarvis picking up, I think, her third foul. And Fryhofer goes back to the line. Fryhofer with 7 points in the game.
And if you notice, Dan, here, and I'm sure Coach Holthouse realized that in the third period, they were shooting an extreme amount of threes. And I thought that was allowing Montgomery County opportunities. And now you've noticed everything is going towards the basket now.
Fryhofer making a pair. She's on a roll at the free throw line. 51-49. Here is Oney. Oney coming down the floor. Gives it to Jarvis, who walks across the timeline. Jarvis dribbling. Can't get free. Goes back behind the screen. And the ball is knocked away, but Jarvis will go back. And Alexander pushed her down. And finally going down to get it is Harris. And
foul.
Now we get a foul.
It's going to be on Fryhofer, I believe. And it's the right call. I mean, I don't know how you can argue that. She reached in once Harris secured the ball.
Fryhofer has fouled out of the game.
Oh, that's a huge turn of events in this game now.
The blind for the Indians, 23, Harris.
Thank you. Y'all worry about Owen Thompson, and she's shown that she can shoot that three-point shot if she gets an open look. And
Jay Harris will be at the line for two.
She's athletic as well as Thompson.
Harris, free throw good. This experience, even for veteran players, early in the season, to be able to be involved in this type of a game and against this type of an opponent, it's big. She missed the second free throw, and the rebound comes to Palmer. So it's a 52-49 game, and going in is Palmer in charge.
Oh, they caught her for a charge. They caught her for the charge. She'd been really aggressive. That time the official said, hey, she initiated contact, and Coach Holdhouse got to watch out. He may get a technical.
Here's Barrier. Running down, gets it across the timeline, gives to Jarvis. Now Oney. 2:50 to go. Oney drives through, goes up, puts it in, draws the foul.
Oh, wow.
Reagan Oney takes it to the rim.
Wow.
That foul is going to be against Deer. And Reagan Oney at the line. 2:45 to go.
As an alum and as a fan, I don't know if I've ever been any more proud of a lady in a moment.
Missed a free throw. The rebound comes out. Oney gets it back. Montgomery County still has it. And there's Barrier through the lane. Oney hands it to her. She lays it up and in. And Montgomery County has a 56-49 lead with 2:31 left to play in the game. Here's Noel out front against Harris. Harris has to let her go. The shot is no good. Rebound by Jarvis. Jarvis got knocked down. It's loose on the floor. And we battle for it. And what do we got?
Harris is a foul. And did she roll her ankle too? Shea rolled her ankle, I think, into the foul there. She wants to get, and it may be one of those ones where it's one of those like stinging type. I don't know that.
But I think Harris has fouled out with 2:19 to play.
Wow, but, you know, just the effort there by Montgomery County as we hope Shea is okay here. She's taking a deep breath here. It was one of those ones, and you hate to ever speculate, that it happened so quick. I don't think it was as bad, even though she's not putting weight on it now. But, and that's a heavily taped ankle as it is on that right ankle.
Well, you really, Montgomery County very easily could have gotten a foul call against them on the rebound. I mean, Harris got pushed down, or rather Jarvis. Jarvis got pushed to the floor, and we got two shots coming for Cooper with 2:19 to go in the game.
Montgomery County's got to navigate this last 2 minutes and 19 seconds here with a couple of freshmen out on the floor.
Belladier puts it up and in. 56-50.
Cooper's just not going to give it to Montgomery County. They're showing it.
And the free throw is up, and this one rolls off, and Jarvis gets the rebound. 56-50. Here is Jarvis beyond the top of the key, and 2:10 to go. Over to Oney. Oney drives in, goes all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. But
she got tripped.
Anyway, foul.
The fans behind us didn't like it, but she got tripped. And there's that right arm again she's holding on to is Reagan Oney.
Let's see. Oney's going to go the line to shoot two.
What about the awareness of Reagan, though, Dan? Understand her importance offensively and really taking that challenge.
Free throw is no good. And you need to make these. You count possessions, too. And
yes.
Even though you don't see a lot of threes coming, this makes it a three-possession game if she can make this one. And she does. 57-50, and we've got 2 minutes to play. Here is Thompson down the lane, and we get a whistle and a blocking foul.
We'll go against Oney.
Oney's third. And everything's going to be two shots now the rest of the way. 1:58 to go. Long time in this game.
Thompson hit those two big threes in the first half, and no point since.
Free throw is no good. The lead stays at 7.
Where you got to box out. You know, Savannah Jarvis has been huge. Rebound on the ball. You got Reagan Oney on the opposite block.
Free throw's good this time. Her 7 point. 57-51. And here is Oney. Looks to get it in. Looks. Got a throw. Gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis. Back to Oney. Oney gets fouled. That'll be Alexander, and I think that might be
she might be done.
All for her, and that would be big.
Yeah, because that takes somebody takes that pressure off the ball. Yeah,
it's like only her fourth.
Ooh, they're bringing Noel in anyway.
We struggle with fouls over here, folks. That's the only negative we have over being on this side of the floor. But it's only who's going back on the line. And still 1:55 to go. I mean, that clock is not moving, but only makes the free throw. Only in double figures in the game and can make this an 8-point lead. Man, and it's good.
Well, she tends to make them when she needs to, you know?
59-51. 1:50 to play. Thompson drives, gives it off, and there's Palmer. A long three that's no good. And Oney with the rebound. And that looked like a desperation shot right there by Palmer. Montgomery County in backcourt. Here's Jarvis driving down, and we get timeout taken by Montgomery County. With 1:36 left to go in the game. Montgomery County with a 59-51 lead in this contest. And Ivan, Montgomery County trailed in this game 33-21.
I know. And, you know, I was telling you, you know, before the game, just talking to Coach Hyde just a little bit. And it, you know, it wasn't nothing. See, we weren't even talking about the game, but I just felt like he was in a disposition that he didn't know what he was getting into tonight. Because I think we all felt a little different after Thursday night, you know. And you know, if you were there, you saw it, or if you're listening in to us, you kind of felt it. But to see this team come back this afternoon, this evening, the way they have, Dan, is I've never been prouder at any moment of Lady Indians. Basketball squad and performance than what we're seeing right here, knowing what they're going up against. I mean, this is a team that, like I said, they're defensively can just, you know, demoralize you. And this team kept itself close enough to be able to make a run, and then they did it, you know. And now they've got the, and now they've put this team now at wit's end on what they can do. I mean, this, you know what happens to Cooper after coming out of last night's loss to Sacred Heart, and if they were to lose this game in the fashion they lost, what does it do to them? You know,
I want to tell you after the game.
All right.
If it happens. Comes to Oney, hands to Barrier. We get a collision and a blocking foul.
That is Thompson.
Second, yeah. Thompson gets her second foul, and Barrier is going to go to the line. I like the play call.
Yeah.
1:34 to go. Hayden Barrier. Two shots. She can give Montgomery County a 10-point lead, Ivan. Missed a free throw. Montgomery County could be up by 15 or 20 if they make free throws tonight.
And when you look at this two days at the end of the day, Hayden didn't have to force anything. Hayden didn't have to have the pressure of doing this. The equal distribution on both ends of the floor tonight, I think, is what's been so impressive about this performance.
60-51. Thompson goes for the bucket, lays it up and in. Went strong under the goal. And it's 60-53. Here's Jarvis in backcourt. The ball is loose, picked up by Fouch. And we get a whistle and a foul.
Fouch, the freshman's going to have to go and attempt a couple of free throws in pressure situation.
Deer gets the foul call, and Deer is fouled out of the game. He is fouled out with 1:18 to go.
No longer Deer season. Deer season is over.
You had some bad ones, but that may be the worst.
Throw it out there. Hey, you got to
throwing it out there.
Hey. Not every comedian had all these jokes here.
Yeah, that was a Hail Mary that you threw there.
Somebody's laughing somewhere out there.
Sophie Fouch, the freshman. Isaac puts it up and in. How about it? How about the freshman?
Jeff West is back at the studio, about fell out of the seat. He's back here laughing so hard.
No, he was thinking, did I would really say that? Did he go that far? Fouch steps to the line. Everybody else is back on defense for Montgomery County. Shot is up, and she left that short. Ball barely drew iron, but did.
You got one. I'm happy.
61-53 out of the corner. Alexander fires, no good. The rebound comes out, and Palmer gets it. There's an 18-foot jumper that's no good. Rebound put up and in by Alexander. And here is Audie Trapp. Sends it down inside to Fouch. Back out to Warner, and she gets pushed down by Alexander, and now Alexander is out of the game.
Look at the look on Audie. She took that hit.
48 seconds to go.
She got an eligibility for football after taking that hit. Reagan's like, I took the hit, I didn't fumble.
So Oney will shoot more free throws here. And the free throw is up and good.
And for good measure. Boy, she's been focused.
Going for the basket and putting it up. No good. Thompson, Barrier with the rebound. Running down. Barrier brings it across the timeline. Circles back out and gives to Jarvis. Hurricane wants to hold it now. And
they've got a chance to end this. If Jarvis can go and hit these two here, you'd have to think that this might be it. And wow, what a... So we got another foul out.
Palmer fouls out with 32 seconds to go.
I'd like to answer that fan.
What would you say, Ivan? Would you say
that does tell you something.
It does tell you something.
I mean, that's the way y'all play.
I was going to say, that's what will happen with this Cooper team after this game. I think they'll go back and they'll start. They are so big and strong and quick, they can just play regular defense. They don't have to quite, pull out all the stops like they've done in this game to commit all these fouls. I mean, early on it was intimidating. The fact that Montgomery County didn't get intimidated is, probably the difference in the game. Second free throw is missed. 64-55. They let her go. Shot missed. Warner with the rebound.
Wow.
Off that miss by Knox. There's a steal, though. Montgomery County gave it up, and jump shot is no good, and Oney with the rebound.
What a win. What a win, Dan. Oh, what a win.
There's Barrier with 10 seconds to go. Dribbles back out front.
What a win.
That's it.
What a win.
Has pulled off, I'd call this an absolute stunner today. Montgomery County, 64. Cooper, 55. The Lady Indians get back to 2-2. We'll be back and recap it for you coming up. Don't go away. We'll return in a couple of minutes.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
13. And as we make it back here to the MCHS Arena, I think fans are in shock, jubilation, as the Lady Indians come from behind one of the more shocking victories I've seen in recent memories, especially against the caliber of opponent, Dan, with a 9.64-55 victory over the Cooper High Lady Jaguars tonight. Such an impressive way about going about business and the collective way this team was able to do it, and the way the coach Dustin High was able to manage this team to this victory was quite impressive, I thought, here tonight. And this could be a sign of maybe some things that can come. You know, this team really had to figure itself out. We talk about, you know, not having Allie Dillon available right now, and of course with Elaine Purvis deciding not to come back to this team, and how it changed this team on a dime within 2 weeks of its season. And so this team has dealt with a lot early on, and quite frankly, coming out of Thursday, I didn't know what to think about this team going forward. If anybody asked me about them, I didn't know what to tell them. And I said, well, to be continued. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And if tonight is any sense of what this team's resiliency is going to be, and how they may have checked each other at the door and said, here's who we want to be. Because I feel like this core group of seniors, Dan, had built so much in this program over the last 3-4 years that Thursday night cannot be emblematic of how this season was going to go down. And maybe that did happen. Maybe individuals checked themselves and say, hey, what am I not doing? You know, where do I need to be held accountable? And maybe it didn't take a conference amongst the players, because this right here could be something that we say, hey, now going forward, teams better be mindful of the Lady Indians. The Lady Indians have gone nowhere.
Yeah, I'm going to throw something at you, Ivan, that I don't know if you'll agree with it. You rarely do agree with me, but that's okay.
I didn't check the percentages on that.
One of the worst thing that happened for Cooper tonight, in my opinion, is the way that Alexander got up on Barrier defensively, because she put so much pressure on Hayden that it actually forced Hayden to become really more of a point guard.
Yeah.
In this game, she couldn't. She wasn't going to get free. And you know what? If Alexander gives her daylight, and she lets her drive more and penetrate more, what happens? Those bigs are back there waiting on Hayden, and it's tough for her to probably go in and finish a lot of times. And as it is, again, we saw what we've always talked about. Hayden had 17 points tonight. She still scores.
Yeah.
But she was much more of an instigator. And she made a couple of great assists tonight to the two freshmen.
But she gave them to the freshmen. And we saw that the other night. And I said, her trusting the younger players tells a lot about where Hayden is right now in her headspace, and the fact that she didn't force things tonight when she could have, when offensively we weren't playing well, and to give credit to the other players stepping up and playing roles. You know, we talked about how aggressive Reganoni got with attacking the basket. We saw Shea Harris before she had that little tweak of the ankle there, late, how she started making play. We talked about Savannah Jarvis, how she just started commanding rebounds. You know, Bailey Warner, you know, kind of settled down and made a couple of big plays. Sophie Fouch gave us good minutes. I think everybody that Coach High put in, he got something out of tonight for the time that they was in there to navigate. But I just thought that they did a great job of staying together on this one and forcing the things the way they needed to do to take advantage of those turnovers, and the fact that they competed on the glass. Those were two things that they had to do. They did do. And that's why we're sitting here with our chest, you know, pumped full of air and proud of the performance and the result. Coach High's going to come back. He had to run over there for a second, but he's coming back. But, wow, just a standing ovation tonight they get from me tonight.
Hey, absolutely. That was, you know. Dustin, I, congratulations. How did you bring this turnaround about?
I didn't do anything. I tell you what, Thursday night was the first night that we really recommitted to man-to-man. And we had some breakdowns, and I felt like some of our responses to said breakdowns weren't always real positive. And tonight, I would say that we probably had the same number of breakdowns, but tonight it was a complete team effort to... There was always somebody there to pick up for mistakes and to contribute, and there was lots of pats. There were lots of pats on the backs, and we'll get the next one, and keep your head up. And there was a lot of positivity on the floor, whether things were going good or bad for us. And I think that was really the difference down the stretch to be able to really close it out.
I commented to Ivan there, and I don't know, sometimes there are strange things that happen in a game. I thought that Alexander, defensively on Hayden, in this game, the fact that she was so good defensively on her and really up in her jaw, so to speak, kind of forced Hayden to become the point guard that you're now asking her to be, and she still got 17 points, but she also was a point guard tonight.
She was, and that's, for me personally, watching Cooper on film, I think Alexander is averaging maybe 2 points a game on probably less than five attempts, and she is the one that worries me the most watching film. Now, you've got other great players out there with Noel and Fraunhofer, and I mean, they have a great team. And Alexander, defensively, her ability to pressure the ball is the one that gives me the most anxiety just in preparation. And we finally kind of got away from running any type of set and just trying to play off of one another and playing downhill. And I thought every single person contributed to that. And on the catches, we were driving. And sometimes we would drive it into trouble, and sometimes we'd drive it and get free and lay it in or get fouled. And just the aggression and the fact that there wasn't a dead spot on the floor. Anybody that ball got kicked out to was able to put it on the floor and go to the basket. And right before halftime, I forget who was coming down the floor with it for them. It might have been Fraunhofer. One of their starters was coming down the floor, and you could just kind of see, and I know they played last night, they had a really difficult game last night, but you could kind of see it in her eyes. It's wearing on me. And that's kind of what we talked about at halftime. And I told her, we were tired. I mean, we're exhausted. But it's like, they're ready. I mean, they're ready. Like, you can see it in their eyes. Like, they're worn out. And if we can just stay in the throttle, we might be able to turn a corner right here.
The people, the fans from Cooper, go away to this game, and there'll be a lot said about you shooting 39 free throws in this game. The dynamic is that that's Cooper. They are up in your craw,
yeah.
And I thought they could have called a lot more fouls earlier in the game than they did. And then in the second half, as they tired, they committed more fouls because they weren't as quick and mm-hmm. continued to quit. I think probably, although they didn't want the loss, this game really helps Cooper because they're going to come back, and I guarantee you that Coach Holthouse is going to say, guess what, girls, we are strong and we're quick and we can play better defense without all the hand checks, mm-hmm. without, you know, all the physical play that we can give that player an extra 6 inches and not commit these fouls, and at the same time that we can still stop them. I sense that they'll come back, and this will be a really good game for them. That helps us, too, because I think if we look at their scores in the next few weeks, that they're going to be really strong. This is a top four team in the state, Dustin.
Yes, and I think that the system that Holthouse, there's nobody that I've got more respect for than him and what he's doing with that program. And I told our girls before we played them last year, and I told them again before we played them tonight, that's my goal for us, just program-wide. Though, I mean, even out there, and they play ball. Good, bad, whatever, they just keep playing ball. And they're hard-nosed, and they compete, and you don't see them get too high or too low, and they just play. And... It's defensively, and I didn't notice it, and it might be a little bit of their fatigue, but they do a really good job defensively. And I think tonight I didn't realize on film, they're really good in their early help. Like, they kind of squeeze those penetration lanes down, and they're really good at getting a piece of the ball when you're trying to get downhill, more so than maybe they are at walling up at the basket. And that's something that I didn't really notice on film, that I thought in this game, that they're really good at just squeezing without completely committing. They squeeze those gaps, and that's something that we can take away to try to mimic for ourselves.
What about Shea Harris's ankle, Coach?
How good was she?
She's as good as she can be every night. Anytime Shea Harris decides, I think that she wants to be. She is, I'm not going to say Shea Harris is a first-team All-Stater, but Shea Harris is a third-team All-Stater anytime she really decides. And it's just her makeup. And, sometimes it takes somebody kind of punching her in the mouth a little bit, I guess, to get her going. But
they ran two or three quick hitters when they really needed a bucket, quick hitters like back screens that they just try to steal one on. I would say that Shea single-handedly eliminated 8 to 10 points, because after she saw it the first time, it wasn't going to happen a second time. And there was one time they ended up scoring on it, but she was guarding a girl on the ball side block, and they tried to run the back screen, and she took away the layup, and it was her feel for where the 10 people, all 10 people are on the floor, is really unrivaled.
Well, now you get a week off. That'll be good, though. I think a lot of times, boy, this time of the year, do you really want a week off? But you got a lot of games that are going to be coming up, and a week off right now might be really good, because this team is going to go into practice, and let me tell you, when you come out on Monday to practice, you think they're not going to be ready to go?
And if a game like that isn't validation for what we've been talking about over the last week or so, you probably need to find something else to do. And I couldn't have been more proud. And like, you could see, like, our girls were competing so hard that a couple of times some of our communication may have appeared frustrating, but they were so locked in. And it's like, come over here, get you a drink, get you a breath, just gather yourself for a second, and let's go get it again. And tonight they reeled it in, and they did that. And that's probably the first time collectively that we've done that in a really long time.
Four players were in double figures. Harris had 9. The balance you really needed. You had to have everybody involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, you talk about late in the game when they're starting to run at us and run and jump, and Hayden's giving it up early, and you essentially have Reagan and Savannah working the ball up the floor, and they're playing with it out top with probably the most favorable matchups on the floor, and Bailey got some good catches and took care of it. Sophie steps up and gets a loose ball down there when I'm chasing the referee down the sideline, getting ready to call a timeout. Now, what do we end up at the free throw line?
Well, you...
It wasn't good.
24 of 39.
It wasn't as bad as I thought. But, yeah, that was... It was as special of a night as you can have early December.
Yeah.
Laura Lee came in and played well in the first half. I mean, you just go on down the line with it, just collective, just proud of the whole group.
Well, what do you do now? You get this 6-day break right here. And first of all, is the injury to Shea, how is her ankle, you think?
Early, our trainer thinks she sprained it, but thinks it's okay.
A low ankle sprain, as
right.
We'll call it.
we won't get it mixed up with Allie's, but That was, and let me, I want to make sure that I, Allie Dillon did not play a single second in that game. And she was as active on the sideline as any single player we had on the floor from tip to finish.
Yeah, and she was engaged.
And she has been kind of driving the, she's been kind of driving the train on wanting us to get back to man-to-man and being sound. And no one was more solid in man-to-man defense than Allie was. And now that she's on the other side looking at it, she's gotten really frustrated watching us because of some of the breakdowns that we've had. And she's been really vocal and really helpful in practice to talk to people and make sure that she's talking on the sideline. And I'm not sure that she could have had, I know she could have, but her contribution from the sideline was as important as all the contributions that we had on the floor.
Hey, Dustin and I, congratulations on a terrific win. Get you back all even at 2-2. And, well, Thursday night to Saturday night, less than 24 hours, pretty impressive turnaround for a team. And yet that's high school basketball these days, isn't it?
It is.
That's just the way it goes. And you hope you can bottle this up, the intensity that your team showed, the desire to win, to never give up, all those things. And you hope they always they think about this, what they did tonight, all the way through the season.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, Dustin.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. Well, real quick, we'll look at a few of the statistics from that first half. We'll take one final timeout. Really just give me a second to complete everything, and we'll be back in 90 seconds to wrap things up.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. Back here at the MCHS Arena, Montgomery County wins it tonight, 64-55 over Cooper to go at 2-2. Cooper now at 3-2 on the season. In the game, the Lady Jaguars, they end up 19-56 from the field. They made 4-16 three-point shots, and they end up 13-21 from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Montgomery County was 19-33 from the field. The Indians made 13 of 15 field goal attempts in that second half. 2 of 3 from the three-point line and 24 of 39 from the charity stripe. Montgomery County with 37 rebounds, and they turned the ball over 19 times. Only 6 of those came in the second half. They were much better in that. Meanwhile, Cooper, 19 of 56 from the field, 4 of 16 threes, 13 of 21 from the line,
Alria, they lost the rebound battle, 37-34. They had only 11 turnovers, and Montgomery County had 19 in the game. But so a free throw differential that was sizable. And then the field goal attempts that Montgomery County put up there in the second half, the Indians made field goals and made enough free throws to get them over the hump and again to out rebound this team 37-34 is a significant effort.
Hey, you know, we always talk about keys to the game, and I knew that would be a key to this ball game. You know, even more so than the turnovers for us. You know, because I just felt like turnover-wise, you just couldn't give the live ball turnovers and allow them to get free shots. I thought both teams did a great job of transition defense tonight to not allow the other.
Oh, no. We've got a future star.
All over it.
Was it a fumble? Was it actually a pass?
Yeah, was it a tough rule right there?
We're watching the little kid out on the floor. Hey, what I don't want to mention out of the boys, they lose tonight 91-65. To Woodford County. That game was 20-17 after a quarter. Mm-hmm. It was 47-37 at halftime. It was 58-55? Yeah. 68-55 at the end of three quarters. Mm-hmm. And then in the last quarter, young team, we kind of fell apart, but wow, to be playing
that without Tyce Jarvis.
Without Tyce Jarvis in the game, too. Wow, which is huge. And Luke Fawns had 38 points tonight and 9 rebounds.
Dawson Gentry had 17, didn't he?
And Dawson Gentry was 17. They provide most of the points. Ethan Dunn had 7 points tonight. And those guys, boy, they played a bunch of minutes, too.
Yeah.
We'll be back with you on Tuesday night. We'll be over at Frederick Douglass. The boys will take on Frederick Douglass. And, Ivan, we'll see what we can do. Another tough challenge.
It's like every night now you're going to see a quality team, whether it's boys or girls, before we get to district play next Friday.
Thanks to Jeff West on Studio Control and to you for joining us. And until we join you Tuesday night, so long from the MCHS Arena. It was the Lady Indians with a victory tonight, 64-55 over Cooper. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Part to keep your season bright throughout your holiday season.